Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
You are listening live to the program.
Brought to you by Worth Harley Davidson North, I-29 in Tiffany Springs. Why the hell not? You're worth it.
Your teams, your town, your program.
And they played very well, you know, so, and they got after us. I mean, they kick our tail that day. And so, there's a point in every season where you go, hey, listen, we can pick it up. Could be early, could be later, but... That was a point where we probably all took it up a notch and needed to.
I think the guys just kind of looked in the mirror and decided that they were going to put in work every single day. They weren't going to be satisfied with just going out there and trying to put up numbers and do this stuff. They wanted to find whichever way it was to win the football game. And I think that was a big thing that guys realized then is it doesn't have to be pretty, but if you win, then it's pretty in the end.
Man, type of person I am, you know, I can't have somebody beat up on me and then come to my house and then think they're going to beat up on me again. So at the end of the day, you know, it's going to be one of those games where, you know, people looking at them as an underdog, but I feel like we're the underdogs right now. They already got one up on us. So I feel like, you know, it's going to be exciting physical game.
And now, already practicing the line, honey, I bought a few things at the store today, Soren Petro.
Right you are, Kay, right you are. Petro on the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Yes, I don't make it into Rally House without coming away with more than I probably should. But how, with the selection that you have at Rally House, could you not come away with more than you should? There are just something in the neighborhood of, let's see here. Count it up here real quick. 50 different Chiefs hats just to my left. 50 different Chiefs hats. I'm not sure that I could have computed that you could actually go out and come away with 50 different combinations of colors.
Nice.
With red, yellow, black, gray. I wouldn't assume you could do that, but you can. You can, and they've done it. So if you want a Chiefs hat, they got it all. You want anything when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs, including all your tailgate gear and, of course, your Chiefs stocking caps. They got those. Hoodies, pullovers, things you're going to need when it's cold, and, of course, all your tailgate gear as well. It is here at your Rally House, 9750 Quivira, the location. That's just a stone's throw to the south of the 95th and Quivira intersection, right across the street from the Oak Park Mall. You could come in. They basically found the biggest building they could find a number of years ago and said, we will stuff it. And the selection that you have on all your local teams is like no other. Nobody does it like Rally House. Great Kansas City company, growing and growing and growing, going national, more and more national all the time. But the roots right here in Kansas City, and, of course, nobody has a better selection of Chiefs gear than the folks at Rally House. Come on by to this, their superstore, as we'll be broadcasting all the way up until 6 o'clock. You can get registered to win a pair of tickets to this weekend's game. You can also win every hour. We're giving away a $50 gift card to Rally House, so you can win that as well. And I have in my car, which I forgot to bring in, but we'll run out and get, an autographed, a beautiful autographed Frank Clark football. That is courtesy of our friends at Tickets for Less. Of course, if you need tickets, ticketsforless.com has you covered with seats for not only the AFC Championship game, but also Super Bowl tickets right now. We'll talk more about that later. But the folks at Tickets for Less providing us with a beautiful Frank Clark autographed football, we're going to give that away. So make sure you sign up. The sign-up box is right catty corner to me. It's where you'll see a lot of people, basically, and a little box that says 810. So get signed up. You could win tickets to the AFC Championship game, courtesy of our friends here at Rally House. You could win a $50 gift card. In fact, a high school classmate of mine, who I have not seen for years, Ben, stopped by and said, hey, I want a $50 gift card. And then he said, get your fat ass to the next reunion. And I thought that was a little much. I thought he was going a little far.
Yeah,
to be honest with
that's
you.
A little.
Hadn't seen the guy in a while, you know.
A little too honest.
And he lays that right there on me. And I was like, you know, so the black jacket and the beard's not doing it? It's not making it work? And he's like, no. Yeah. No. But I thought it was nice he was still at least inviting me to something, you know. Usually it's like, hey, fatty, get out. You know, that's how it usually is. Hey, all you can eat didn't mean all you can eat. Time for you to go. But in this case, he was inviting me, so I thought that was kind. I thought that was kind.
Hey, Lord Bucket, you want to come by? Hey, Tubby.
Hey, we're going to have dinner at 6. Why don't you come at 7? Make sure everybody gets some. And we'd love to see you there right about 7, 7:15.
See you, Fatso.
Yeah, that'd just be perfect if we could pull that off. Okay. Yeah, hey, thanks, buddy. Super. Appreciate the invite there. Yeah, so, you know, I got that going for me, you know, which is always nice. I appreciate it. Now, he's driving in the car going, I didn't say that. That's not at all what I said.
I mean, I thought it,
but what
he say it.
He thought it. What he said wasn't funny. It was just kind and inviting. You know, so you got to add something to it. You got to make the story better, as they say. Got to make the story better. That's what I'm getting at. So, we will be here at the Rally House. We would love for you to come down and get stocked up for all your tailgate, all your apparel, everything Chiefs. It's here. And, of course, while you're here, you can shop the KU K-State Missouri sections, the Royal section, Sporting Kansas City, local schools from all over the region. Nobody has more gear than the folks at Rally House. And so it is really, I'll be honest with you, it's my wife is a little nervous about the quantity of gear that I will come home with. Sorry. I don't know what to tell you. My bad. Don't let me loose in a place like this. That's all I can say.
Also, it's the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like, you know, it's preseason or you're getting loading up for, you know, the home opener. They're one win away from the Super Bowl. Every guy should have a free rein to buy whatever he wants over the next 3 weeks.
If I have not given you enough incentive to come here, let me just tell you, Tubby's, free food from Mr. Beavis Catering Company. They're going to be grilling up some tailgate favorites here at our 810 tailgate at Rally House. Pulled pork sliders, sausages, smoked bologna, bologna. They're going to smoke the bologna.
Bologna.
Somehow that spells baloney. I'm going to tell you, more than one spelling test, I missed that one. But yes, the smoked bologna. Do you like to fry up the bologna, Curtis?
I do.
What did we figure out? They did that BMI and you're 22% bologna?
Yes.
Yeah, it's... so we got that going for you. You are what you eat, they say.
Absolutely. I think it spells bologna and we anglicized it to bologna because we're America.
Okay. I'll take
Nerd.
That. I'll take that. Take an additional 40% off the clearance items. They're already on clearance. You can take 40% off, and there are some Chiefs deals in there as well. And with a win on Sunday, now this is important. Put this in your phone, people. With a win on Sunday, all of the Rally House Kansas City stores will be open immediately following the game, and they will blow through everything they've got until they sell it out, which they will sell it out. So if you, you know, you don't want to jinx it, Rally House ain't going to jinx it. And start selling the Super Bowl stuff, but it will be here like right at the conclusion of the game, if indeed it does happen, which, you know, as a 7.5-point favorite, the Chiefs are probably 62-65% to win this game. So they will throw open the doors, and you can come in and get your great playoff product right here. Playoff product, I guess I probably should say. Playoff product. You know, the Chiefs gear with the big game on it. It'd be great if, like, the big game would take off more than the term Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, I just would like that. And if I had, copyrighted big game, then I'd like that. I'm thinking about copyrighting the word the. You think that'll work?
It would be profitable.
Gets used a lot.
It is.
Gets used a lot. You'd have to be pretty – Ohio State did that. My bad.
Damn it.
They failed.
See?
They failed. The worst school ever.
Says the Michigan fan.
Says the
KC
Michigan
stores for Rally House are going to reopen on Monday morning, by the way, and all the product will be coming in. They're going to have some. that hits the shelves right away. If you want to be the man that has it that day, that first thing at work, great on Monday morning. You got to get here Sunday, and they'll open it up right after the game. If you can wait, then more product coming all the time. And it just keeps coming and coming and coming and coming. They'll have that going on all day Monday. And don't forget, they're hiring temporary sales associates. So if you're looking for a temporary job, you can join the team, get 25% off all your Chiefs gear. Stop into one of your local Rally House stores for an on-the-spot interview, or you can apply online at rallyhouse.com/careers. Got to be 15 years or older to apply, so just 15 and up. Not bad. That's a pretty good opportunity for you. I'll take 25% off.
Hell yeah.
Means I'd save about $500, right? You know, we're all going to go about $2,000 on gear. By the time you get done with all the championship gear, once they win the championship, don't you agree?
Yes, wholeheartedly.
Yeah, so looking forward to that. All right, let's get started today with a little bit of the conversation that we have been hearing out there. I've noticed this, that, like, it seems to me that one of the conversations that is going on nationally, or at least is being brought up, is the Tyreek Hill said, you know, and I think, again, I'm watching how all this, you know, comes to fruition, how people take things out of contents. And you know, Tyreek Hill was asked about yesterday about, you know, teams, you know, defending him and how they played man-to-man. And he said, you know, I don't think anyone can cover us, right? Meaning all of them, that's their mindset. And that has now become a statement that the Tennessee Titans can't cover the Chiefs. Now, listen, I get it. In its most literal sense, Tyreek Hill saying, I don't think anyone can cover us. Yes, the Titans would be grouped into anyone. But it wasn't a specific call out to the Titans. He's simply stating, I'm confident that we're good enough that we can get open against anyone. Let me add, he should be confident that they can get open against anyone as long as Patrick Mahomes is throwing the ball, because you're more open when Patrick Mahomes is throwing the ball because of the arm talent, the intelligence, and the touch that he throws the football with. At times where you wouldn't be open for other quarterbacks, you're open for him. And, listen, that kind of confidence is there. So, you ever heard of bulletin board material? Maybe. If the Titans need a Chiefs wide receiver to say that he doesn't think anyone can cover him, and for Sammy Watkins to back that up and say, yeah, we all think we're unstoppable, then the Titans are in trouble already. Right? They're in trouble already. I've said many times I like the Chiefs in this game. That's not going to change. I'm going to take the Chiefs minus the points. I think offensively they're going to have a day, and I don't think the Titans are going to be able to keep up. I think they're going to be able to do enough against Derrick Henry that if the Titans are going to win this game, not only are they going to have to be, I think, plus two in the turnover differential, but Tannehill is going to have a day. And because I think the Chiefs are going to stack the line, and I think Steve Spagnuolo is going to have some new looks, and I think they'll be fairly effective, fairly. Is he going to get 100 yards? I think he probably will. Is the Chiefs, you know, giving up more than 110? They're currently 9-0 this year when they give up 110 or less. 4-4 when they give up 110 or more. Is that going to be tested? Yes. And if they're plus in the turnover differential, I think this game will go right to the wire. If the Chiefs take care of the ball, which they usually do, I think this game will win this game, you know, where they're having fun the last few minutes of the game on the sideline. And I just don't see a missed extra point, a muffed field goal snap, a blocked field goal, and a defensive score for the Tennessee Titans all happening in this game. And all those things, in addition to 220 yards on the ground, happened for the Titans. I will say this, if we're looking past the Titans, do we need to do a better job of pointing out how different, you know, I definitely, they're 3-0. They've won their last three. You know, Derrick Henry's rushed for more than 180 yards in each game, and I think that's a significant accomplishment, and I don't think it should be taken lightly in any way, shape, or form. But I've also said, look, before the final game, which includes that 3-0 run with that stretch, they were 8-7. And so that tells the rest of the story. This is a team that's been 9-7 for four consecutive years. This is not a team that's 9-7 after an injury-plagued year and two back-to-back championships with 14 wins. They've been 9-7, 9-7, 9-7, 9-7. The definition of slightly above mediocrity. All right, but The one stat that does need to be paid close attention to, and I have absolutely no doubt that the Kansas City Chiefs, as an organization, are paying very close attention to it, is the stat that comes about when Ryan Tannehill took over. Since he took over, they're 9-3. And if you want to go a step further, because in Week 16, the 15th game of the year, which the Titans lost to the New Orleans Saints, Derrick Henry didn't play. They were talking about, you know, just kind of maintaining his health, kind of a, I don't know, what would you call it? Load management.
Mm-hmm. Because that's, he obviously seems to be the hot term.
Yeah, he was ready to go the next week. I think they detailed it as kind of like a hamstring. You know, they lost that game. So when both Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill play or start, because Tannehill came in relief in week six, and it wasn't enough to get them over the leader, get them over the hump to win the game. But since he started, they're 9-2 with the two of those guys in there. So, you know, they're better than a 9-7 team. I think that's true. But I'm not so sure that the Chiefs aren't better than a 12-4 team right now as well.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Now, I again had somebody say, so you're, you know, I did another couple of interviews today, and somebody again said, so you don't see any way. I mean, it amazes me how when I say, I think the Chiefs are going to win, and I've got a 31-17. So you don't think there's any way the Titans win? How do we leap that far?
Yeah.
I'm like, I just detailed how it happened the last time. And, yes, that could happen again. I just think it's unlikely that it happens again.
Yeah, I think there's every bit of evidence that suggests this team, as it's playing right now, is, I would say, miles better, but I think measurably better than the team that was playing in this game a year ago, because the defense is much better. The offense hasn't had the monster yards, but the way it's playing right now, it certainly looks as good as it did a year ago. They essentially have the same crew, maybe a more solid offensive line. I think everything suggests this team is I use the term measured, measurably, advisedly, but I think they're absolutely better than they were a year ago. And that's not getting hardly any run at all, because they have the same squad and the same record. But I think they're a 13-3 team right now, at least.
Yeah, I think more, even better than that.
Yep.
Because I listen, every one of their losses was by one score, and three of the four had some things that you just aren't probably going to happen again. You know, I mean, the Texan game had all kinds of things that probably aren't going to happen again. Injury-wise, you know, they're not as banged up as they were, although they're a little more banged up than when we, you know, started last week and Chris Jones was going to play. But I feel very confident about this team. I feel very confident that Rally House is going to be opening the doors on Sunday and selling big game gear, championship gear, whatever the hell you want to, you can legally say it. I absolutely believe that that's going to happen. And I think this team believes it. And I think they really stared down their worst nightmare and they overcame it. And I think that just makes them even stronger. Now, go out and lay an egg in this game, play sloppy, and I think we'll all say they were overconfident. They didn't take the Titans serious. Yeah, we'll have a different view of it. I just think as many guys are on this team that have had heartbreak in the postseason, I find it hard to believe that we're going to see that again. I think those lessons have been taught. I think this team is hungry. I think they've been on a mission. And I think if they were going to get tripped up, it was last week. Now they're where they have wanted to be for 17 regular season games, for 52 weeks, for an entire year. It's to play this game again, the one that they let get away from them. And I just can't see a letdown in this one. Curtis, you always say, what, Cinderella wakes up. When is it? When does it strike midnight in the NCAA tournaments? Usually Sweet 16?
Yeah, usually the second weekend, it starts to get chalk, and by Elite Eight, most of Cinderella is gone. There are a few, but for the most part, you're looking. The best teams usually find the way to work their way, and the teams that are kind of floating on a cloud seem to fall off that thing by the time you get to the Elite Eight. I think it's going to take a tight, I didn't mean this intentionally, a titanic effort from the Titans. It's as good a game as they've played maybe in the history of their franchise, at least in the last 20 years, to win this game. Could they win it? Yes. But if there is any part of their game that's off at all, I don't think they're going to win. I don't think they can win.
Let me riddle you this one as well. Who was the last Super Bowl quarterback, and I'm Well, I guess it'd be Peyton Manning, wouldn't it? I was going to say that to play in the game while not playing for the team that drafted him. And it would just be.
Yeah.
It just goes back to him, right?
Yeah.
Peyton Manning with the Broncos.
But there aren't many.
So it's not that long ago. Yeah. For the most part, they're franchise guys playing on their first team. I mean, time and time again, as you look down through it, everybody is on the first team. Drew Brees is an exception, playing for the Saints. But for the most time, you know, when you are not the franchise guy for the team that drafted you, you're usually not good enough to get a team to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but, I think the comparison to Tannehill would be, I mean, Peyton Manning wasn't the Broncos franchise guy, but he was someone's franchise guy, and so was Drew Brees, you know. So to find, the Ryan Tannehill comp, gosh, how far back do you have to go? I mean, because even though Joe Flacco wasn't, you know, in a Hall of Famer, he was certainly a franchise guy. What you got to go back to the Ravens in 2000, I think, to find a comp historically. Maybe Jake Delhomme in 03. I mean, it's been a long time since someone with the pedigree of Ryan Tannehill has taken the team to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So there's just so many things that point to the Chiefs, which, to go back to what Danny said last week, I think has carried forward. Last week would have been a disaster had the Chiefs lost that game. It will now be a disaster if they lose this game. They're getting the sixth seed. There's no way around it. It will be one of the classic Chiefs epic playoff fails, which we've seen many times. I just don't think it's going to happen. And most of all, I don't think it's going to happen, first and foremost, because of the quarterback, and secondly, because of the head coach. And I think it's going to be time. We're going to learn a whole new way to watch Chiefs football. And that's not expecting it to all go to hell in a handbasket. And you know what would be great?
Use it, man.
Yeah. If they go to the Super Bowl for at least a couple of years, it'll be done. And if they win it for a number of years, no longer will people have to keep track of how many years they've been a season ticket holder, because they will not have to begin every call to this radio station with, "I've been a season ticket holder since," or "I was a season ticket holder for 25 years. That buys you no cred anymore, because you will have been given a championship, right?
Yep.
Does anybody call that way with the Royals anymore?
Mm-mm.
No, they don't. And we will be treated to that in the sports talk radio world if the Kansas City Chiefs are able to do that here and getting to the Super Bowl. It'll prolong it for a couple of years. It'll put it off for a couple of years. It'll be back if they don't win the championship. But win the championship, you can't call it that anymore. I don't care. They won a championship. What's your point? Yeah, you will lose. That club comes out of your bag. So get ready for it. Get ready to get out here to Rally House. You're not working anymore. Come on by. Or you're getting off pretty soon. Rally House has all the gear you need to be ready for your tailgate, whether you're going out to the game and need some jackets, coats, hats, scarves, hoodies. They got you covered there, or you're just partying up in your house. Great stuff for your man cave. If you want the ultimate Chiefs man cave, they got all kinds of stuff to help decorate your man cave. All kinds of glasses and cups and mini helmets, everything you could want for that. Everything for your tailgate as well. And, of course, everything that goes on you when you go to a Chiefs football game, it is at Rally House. Great KC company, 9750 Quivira Road. We're just right across the street from the Oak Park Mall, just a little bit south of 95th and Quivira. And don't forget, immediately following the game, if the Chiefs win, I say when they win, they'll open the doors back up and you can get that big game merchandise right away. And, of course, all day Monday, the product will just keep coming and coming and coming and coming. So get here now for this game. Get here after the game for everything that says Chiefs on it. It's here at Rally House.
The program with Soren Petro.
I am a nightmare walking psychopath talking king of my jungle, just a gangster stalking.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's a tradition as old as the game itself.
And that's why I like the Dayton Triangles, plus the 5.5 straight up over Kenton.
Picking the right side is not child's play.
Doesn't take a genius to realize that Houston's failed to cover their last 10 outings on away turf the week after scoring more than 3 touchdowns in a conference game.
Ooh, my little girl says the cutest thing.
You need a little help.
Geez, you know, that information might have been a little more useful to me yesterday.
That's where he comes in.
This is my stone cold lock of the century.
All week.
It's the Program Picks with Fat Jack.
Viva Las Vegas.
Playing for a gift card to Hen House. You can take it, get to the meat counter. It's where I'd recommend you go and get stocked up for your party, having everybody over, or headed out for a tailgate. Hen House has you covered with everything you need. We'll give you a gift card to get everything going and get it started with your party, whether it's out at the stadium or at your house. Go to henhouse.com to find the location nearest you. And don't forget, real beers here, even on the Kansas side. That's right, the Harry's Brewery. They literally are your one-stop shop. Now you can get all the beer, you can get all the food for your tailgate. Everything you need is at your neighborhood Hen House. It is time, as we are at Rally House. Of course, if you want to get your tailgate together, everything you need, from koozies and bottle openers and hats and coolers and everything that says Chiefs, is here at Rally House. We'd love for you to come down and join us. We got a pair of tickets. We're going to give them away at the end of the day. And every hour we are drawing. Somebody's going to win a $50 gift card to Rally House each and every hour. They've got clearance items that are additional 40% off right now. That includes some of the Chiefs merchandise. Best section of town. Come on, you know Rally House, and this is the superstore where I'm at. 9750 Quivira Road. Take advantage of it. Make sure you come down here and get signed up to win the tickets, win the football, and also somebody's going to win an autographed Frank Clark football, courtesy of our friends at Tickets for Less. So come on down and see us here at Rally House. As you get off work, swing on by, and don't forget, they'll open the doors immediately following the Chiefs' win on Sunday, and they'll have the next round of the playoffs gear available for you. Let's talk some picks. We've only got a couple of games, but our man Fat Jack is the best in the business. Of course, hoop season up and running for Fat Jack as well, from FatJackSports.com. He's on our Sprint guest line. Fat Jack, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. I'm actually really, really busy. I was thinking I'd be, you know, kind of meeting today to slow, because we still have a couple days and people like to wait at the last minute, but I decided to run, and my early bird specials are up, where you can pay out the entire season over the next 8 months, or you can pay it right now and get absolutely the lowest rate of the entire year. So I decided to run a deal that if you sign up now for the football through the 2021 Super Bowl, you get basketball for free for the next couple of weeks up through the Super Bowl this year. And so I'm absolutely swamped. We're on a 16-4 run in basketball, so really, really hot hoops right now. And people are taking advantage of that. They're going to FatJackSports.com. So I know Chiefs fans are fired up and ready to go. I'm sure you talked a ton about last week's game, but I'll tell you, Sarin, I found myself feeling really sorry for the raging alcoholic's girlfriend, who happens to be a super Chiefs fan, because you know that guy went out and in the first quarter of that game got hammered drunk, was throwing his stuff around the trailer, burning the Chiefs gear in the front yard, and then spent the entire second half crying and apologizing to his girlfriend for being such a horrible fly-by-night fan that he would freak out in the first quarter of that game. So I really found myself feeling for the some of the Chiefs fans out there, especially their loved ones. So, but I pulled it out, got on to the next thing, and here we go, AFC Championship again.
Yeah, and that's kind of you to think about the Chiefs fans. I know the folks at Corona were quite pleased with how the game went, because first I was drowning my sorrows in how it went, 24-0 at the end of one quarter. And then after the second quarter and early in the third, I began to celebrate the victory. So they really got the best of both worlds. First, it was like, you know, you get a tight game, you might be like, I got to stay sharp, I got to remember this. No, first it was like, this is awful, we got to drown our sorrows in some Corona Premier. And then it's like, oh, it's a game, but it went so fast that it became celebration mode. Yeah. So
right, yeah. The good news is people signed up for the service. They've been 4-0. We swept the board on the playoff game, and I had over the total of the Chiefs game. So the minute that Houston scored, I turned to the guy, was sitting there, I said, that's a win. If they're going to score at all, this game gets over the total. And so even at 24-0, I never really thought Houston was going to win. I mean, the coach for the Houston, Bill O'Brien, is playing checkers when literally everybody else is playing chess this time of year. And so I'm not a fan. I have no emotion involved in it. But the minute that Houston started scoring, somebody thought, this is the over is going to hit easy, and it did before half. But I never really thought that Houston – they were dropping touchdown passes. They're running slant routes with no safety in the middle of the field, the Chiefs, that is, that literally if they catch the ball, they run off 80 yards and score. So there was no question the Chiefs were not going to score last week. But yeah, I can imagine Chiefs fans were hammering the beers early and late.
All right. And real quick before we get to it, and who's our contestant, Jed? Ted. Ted's going to play. So before we get to Ted, are there any things about the conference championship week that are like, hey, in this round, it always is this? Are there any trends or anything that are important, or any of the – we start to get a lot of the, you know, the parlay bets. Anything that you're eager about for this round of the playoffs?
Yeah. You'll have a lot of people money line parlaying things because they like the favorites here. And really, this is a week typically, actually the playoffs in general recently have been a favorites win, underdogs cover type trend. And this week, I mean, I would be real careful if you're a money line parlay guy. And we'll get into the specifics of the two games, I'm sure, during the picks. But that's typically where you'll get a lot of money line parlay guys. I told you last week, I played the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl at 3-1 for $10K before I left for last trip. I'm going back out tomorrow for the McGregor Cerrone fight in Vegas. But I'd like the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl for now 2 or 3 weeks. But this is a dangerous spot, not only for them, but for guys that like that as a trend. We saw what happened to New Orleans. We saw what happened to Baltimore. Those are the same type of spots where you get a team that you don't think can lose. And so you triple up your bets to do a money line parlay, and it ends up getting you beat. So got to be careful in this round as well. But those are typically trends. Favorites win, underdogs cover.
Okay. Let's get to Ted. He's with us on our Sprint guest line. Ted, how are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you, sir?
Very good. You know, you got it easy. You got to beat me. Can't tie me. You got to beat me. I'll go first in both games. So if you want, you can get opposite me on one of the games. But if you do, we're going to give you a gift card to Hen House so you can get stocked up for your tailgate or your party at your house for this game, or really for the big game, because I guess you wouldn't win it until after this weekend. But have you heard the program picks? You understand how it works?
I sure do.
Okay, we wear big boy pants. We use the spread here, obviously. Titans at Chiefs, we're using 7. Is that 7? Does that sound right to you, Fat Jack, or is it 7.5?
Yeah, it depends on where you look and who you like. I mean, you can find 7 if you want, and there are some 7.5. Most of the money's coming down the Chiefs right now, or the majority, but only a few have moved it up to. MGM has 7.5, and that's the rest of them are pretty solid 7, even with almost 65% of the money hammering the Chiefs.
Okay. All right, so we will use 7. Ted, I'm going to take the Chiefs minus the 7. I like him. I think Andy Reid has faced his fears. I think, you know, sometimes when you got that pronounced, that long stretch where you haven't got over the hump, when you're the can't win the big game guy, like the Boston Red Sox were that for a long time, you got to have some just epic challenge that you have to overcome. For the Red Sox, they had to come back from 3-0 down, first team in baseball history to come back from 3-0 down in 2004, and did it against their nemesis, the Yankees. And then now they've, you know, been one of the most successful teams in baseball. I think that that game was last week for Andy Reid. I think the Chiefs come out. Again, I've got a 31-17. I don't think this is a laugher. I wouldn't be stunned if it's a laugher, but I like the Chiefs to win and cover. Ted, where are you?
I'm going with the Chiefs as well, too. I think I'd be a moron not to be honest.
Okay, good man. Jed, where are you?
I'm also on the Chiefs. I think that Patrick Mahomes is clearly the better quarterback. I know that a lot's being made of the fact that Ryan Tannehill is 8-3 since taking over as the starter, but I think that the Chiefs are on a roll. Give me the Chiefs.
He's 9-3, isn't he?
My bad. Yeah, 9-3. We were talking about that before the show, and then I managed to butcher it.
9-3, and they're 8-2 with Tannehill starting and Derrick Henry starting, so they are better than their 9-7 record shows. Curtis, well, where are you? You completely just follow the path. I'm sure you're
absolutely. Titans have had a nice blueprint to beat the teams they've beaten the last 3 weeks. I just don't think that blueprint works this week. I heard someone say last Sunday, maybe it was Saturday, the Titans might only give you 8 possessions in a game with their run game. And I thought, so 51 points?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be an 8 to 10 point game. It's either going to be a nail biter or a route, and I'm taking route, Chiefs.
Okay, he takes Chiefs. We're going big or going home. We all like the Chiefs minus 7, Fat Jack. What do you think?
Yeah, I wish that surprised me. I mean, it's hard not to watch the Chiefs and not like what they're doing offensively. Let me rain on the parade a tiny bit, and then we'll talk a little bit. But Tennessee, I think either wins straight up or they get blown out. I think that this is a team. And by the way, Baltimore had a better quarterback. New England had a better quarterback. So if you're just looking quarterback, this team has figured out a way to get it done without having the better quarterback in the game and on the road. So they have the blueprint. If you want to talk about a team that can beat the Chiefs, this is the team. 3-4 defense, getting more and more proven every week, but not there. Certainly the weaker part of their team when you look at the Chiefs' overall team. And if the Chiefs can't get them off the field, then this thing, absolutely, Tennessee could go in and do what they've done the last 2 weeks to better quarterbacks and probably better coaches, and that's beat the team that they're a heavy underdog to. The problem I have with Tennessee, and this is an important stat, they are, with the total in the game is over 49 points, right? So basically a game where Tennessee is expected to score much, which has not been the case in either of their other two wins. They have not been expected to score a lot, just play better offenses than they are supposed to have, and good defenses, which is the opposite of what the Chiefs are. Tennessee in that spot is 1-11 against the spread. They not only don't win, they don't outperform the market. And the reason is what we're talking about. They either get teams off the field offensively and get their offense on to shorten the game, or they get blown off the field. So I don't think the spread has anything to do with it here, although that is the trend in this round. And I think Kansas City will gamble enough on defense to get three and outs in a row. And if they'll get three and outs in a row, this game is a blowout. If they don't, watch that number. If Tennessee gets first down, stays ahead of the chain, it's going to be a long day for the Chiefs fans. I don't think that happens, so I'll lean toward the Chiefs here. But by far the more interesting of the two games, just from an X's and O's standpoint.
Okay, up next, Ted, we've got the 49ers and the Packers. Let's hear who Jed likes in this one first.
I like the Packers. I guess using the same logic, I think Aaron Rodgers is the better quarterback. I know a lot's being made of the fact that the Packers went to Candlestick, well, not Candlestick, but to San Francisco and lost 35-8. I still think that the Niners aren't as good as their record shows. I think the Packers are better. Give me the Pack.
All right, Curtis.
Well, it might be recency bias, but it's hard not to be impressed with what the 49ers did at the Vikings offense last week. Rodgers is better than Cousins, but Green Bay had to rely, to me, too much on third down conversions last week against Seattle's defense. The Niners are a couple of steps up from that. It pains me a bit, but San Francisco.
All right, and I'm going to go with the Green Bay Packers. I like that quarterback theory as well. I think it's a good one, particularly come postseason time. I think the 49ers are somewhat, I think we saw this with the Texans, you're somewhat trapped by your game plan that already worked to come back out, where you're a little bit more freed up when you lost. I think the Packers play this game with revenge, which I know conference championship game, you're going to the Super Bowl. You shouldn't need that, all that. But I think it makes you sharper. It makes you zone in where the 49ers could start to believe their own press clippings. Maybe I'm wrong and the 49ers are a freight train. They're like their 82 team that just got on a roll and had never been there but was just so confident that nobody could stop them. Maybe that's what it'll ultimately be, but I'm going to take a shot with the better quarterback. Give me the Packers and the points. Ted, do you want to take the 49ers or do you just want to take the loss?
Well, I am going to be rooting for the Packers, but I would like to go shopping at the hen house, possibly. So I will take the 49ers.
All right, there it is. We've got you down for the 49ers. We'll put you on hold, get some information from you. We will see if you are a winner when it's all said and done. Fat Jack, how about this one? What do you see between the Pack and 49ers?
Yeah, you both could be right here. I mean, San Francisco has passed every test. They have gotten the lead. They played well at home. All of those type of things that you want out of a number one, you know, a top seed in their conference. And Green Bay has basically said, jump on my back. Aaron Rodgers has said, especially last week, they had a couple offensive linemen out. One of them had a flu. Jump on my back. I will take you to the next round. They got a carbon copy of what they were doing at home last week when they played Seattle, a team that also quarterback said, here, jump on my back. I'll take you to the next round. The thing I would worry about with San Fran, besides the fact that they can be a little bit of a, you know, a paper mache here and start folding as the competition gets worse, but the biggest thing, when San Francisco's a favorite, I mean, that's period, just a favorite, they're 6-19-1, their last 26 games against the spread. This team does not cover a lot of games, even when they win. And more importantly, when they're more than a point favorite, so what they are here, 0-6-1 against the spread. This team does not cover, and this is a trend we talked about during the year some when they would come up, that this team just simply does not cover when they're a big favorite. Green Bay, the back door, you know, has been kicked off the hinges already with Aaron Rodgers. He can score in a matter of seconds, not minutes. So I'll lean toward Green Bay here. But, again, a team you can look foolish playing, again, against San Fran. There have been teams that have gone in, Minnesota and others, that have gone in and got embarrassed by this San Fran team. But when they're a big favorite, they typically don't cover. So just a lean right now toward Green Bay.
Yeah, and I get it. I think, you know, there could be trepidation either ways. Do you like Garoppolo, though? I mean, do you believe in him that he's a quality quarterback?
Well, he's a quality quarterback. The problem I have with him is when he gets pressure, he does not see linebackers well at all. And they will tell you this on the coaching staff because I break down enough film that I know exactly what they're trying to get him to do. So watch those underneath linebackers when he tries to throw over the middle of the field. He has a blind spot for them, a lot like young quarterbacks do. And it's very strange because he's a veteran enough of a quarterback that he should not be falling for that. But he has a tendency to throw picks when he's not supposed to, and those picks over the middle of the field become pick sixes when you give him the linebackers. So this number from 7 becomes a pick real quick if he makes a mistake or two, and I anticipate he might. Green Bay's linebackers aren't great, but they're good enough to catch a ball if you throw it to them, and I think that's probably what will happen here. Those over-the-middle routes, for some reason, he's got a consistent blind spot where he does not see linebackers, and when you get deeper in the playoffs, the margin for error is so much smaller, and that could really jump up and bite him. So I like him okay. They're definitely good against teams they're better than, but when you get to this point in the year, that fine line could really jump up and get you, and that's something to watch. Watch him throwing over the middle, over those linebackers that he does not see there.
Fat Jack, great stuff as always, buddy. We appreciate it. We're going to talk to you Super Bowl week. We'll talk about all the props and a lot of the fun bets that are out there like we do every year. Hopefully those prop bets will be even more fun for us because the Chiefs will be playing in that game. So looking forward to that conversation here in a couple of weeks. But Fat Jack, keep up the great work. Stay hot, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, absolutely. It could be a super fun couple of weeks for Chiefs fans. I know I'm pulling for everybody up there, including my 5 futures bet. Get signed up today for the 2021 season. You pay it all one time. You get basketball for free between now and the Super Bowl. And those picks are super hot as well. So great time to get signed up. I'll talk to you guys in a couple weeks.
Yep, FatJackSports.com. Get there right now. He is the best in the business. Every pick is documented. It's up there on the screen for you to see. And he has done great, great work, as you mentioned, all four, going 4-0 last week. In that round of the playoffs. We will take a break. We're here at Rally House. You can get down here. The food is being served already as I'm seeing some food rolling its way in here as Rudy went out and took advantage of it. Mr. Beavis Catering is out front, so you can come down and take advantage of some pulled pork sliders, sausage, smoked bologna while they last. You can find them on Facebook or by calling 913-804-5808. It is our A10 tailgate here at Rally House, getting you ready. Whether you're tailgating at home or out at the stadium, everything you need is right here, plus registering people to win a pair of tickets. And every hour we're drawn from that same list. We are drawing someone that will win a $50 gift card to Rally House. And in addition to that, you can win an autographed Frank Clark football courtesy of our friends at Tickets or Less. It's all here at Rally House. 9750 Quivira Road here in Overland Park. That's just a little bit south of 95th and Quivira, just west across the street, basically, from the Oak Park Mall. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. The food will be here till 6 or when we run out. So take advantage of it. Come on by and grab yourself some great eats and get signed up to win a $50 gift card, a pair of tickets to the AFC Championship game, and get everything and anything that goes on you, your car, your tailgate, your man cave, your office. When it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs, it's here at Rally House.
The program with Soren Petro.
The most talented man I've ever met in show business.
One of the 5 most famous people in the United States.
Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, we're going to get to Stuff and Chubbs coming up. Peter Yates Enoch arriving here at the Rally House. We'll get some Jed lines and give you a chance to win great Cajun food from Jazz. You can win a $50 gift card here to the fantastic Rally House. You can also win a pair of tickets to Sunday's game. All you got to do is sign up right here by us. So come on down. We got food out front. Thanks to Mr. Beavis, their catering company here, grilling up tailgate favorites. So take advantage of that and get decked out for the game. A lot more coming from the Sounds at Arrowhead. Our Chiefs coverage, as you heard, brought to you by the Polsonelli Law Firm, solving complex business challenges for more than 40 years. Business has its challenges. You need the team to bring you the real answers. Polsinelli Law Firm, headquartered in KC and recognized as one of the top law firms in the nation for excellent client service and client relationships. It's the Polsinelli Law Firm. We give you a chance to win great Cajun food from Jazz. Coming up next, Peter Yates Enoch is here in the program, live at Rally House.
It's the Jazz End of the Hour Question on the Half Show. Sponsored by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.
Laissez le bon temps rouler.
All right, what player holds the Major League record, career record, for grounding into double plays? Brought to you by Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen.